Hi everyone, my name is Andrey Sitnik, I'm from Evil Martians company, and today I will try to tell you how and why front-end developers, JavaScript developers, should take care about user privacy. And you know, a lot of people in, a lot of developers who is still in Twitter will ask a question like, oh no, politics again, like, I prefer to talk about memory, about the code, not the politics, why? And this is a good question, like how software industry related with the principles, politics. Open source. A lot of people who are still on Twitter think that open source is a way to get a free software. But in reality, open source is a way to control your software, that the laptop belongs to you and not just rent from the company, from the Apple, for instance. And so this is pretty political idea that like I should and must control my software, that it should belong to me. Or like, I think the very important part of software development is mistrust the authorities, and it's pretty political decision. But my favorite quote from the developers is the quote from the people who created RCA, all this encryption algorithm is HTTPS in your URL bar. The decision we make about communication security today will determine the kind of society we will live tomorrow. And this is a good example of how we as a developer should think about what we're creating. It's not a software, it's not a task in your Jira management. It's a society where you will live, where your child will live, etc. And I think software was always about politics and principles. Open source, hacking, cryptography, it's always about the politics. And it's only modern generation think that they should be out of the politics. This is a movie Hackers from the 1993, and they show completely different pictures of ourselves. If I will go to front-end conference, it will look like this, not like this. And unfortunately, this is a problem. Okay, why I should care about privacy? I understand that software development is about privacy, but why I should care? First, because you're creating with your software the world where you will live. If you will create a software which track a worker's hours, what workers do on the laptop, in the next month, you will use this software against you. Second, you know, working just for closing a Jira task, just for money, is meaningless. It creates empty hole inside your soul. And having some fun together, making revolution, is always fun. So having the principles make your life much more meaningful and fun. But all these things about principles, not about the privacy. It's about principles in general. And there is some multiple principles, politics, revolutions, which you should care about. And there is no objective way to prove that one revolution principle is better than another one. But I will try. So why you should care about privacy especially? Of course, there is a lot of misconception about privacy. First misconception is that Google, etc., they took our data only to show the better advertisement for you, you know? You should not be care about privacy because all this surveillance is for your better advertisement. Unfortunately, it's not exactly how it works. And the main problem here is a very shady things which nobody really speak about is data brokers. You know, when you have a software and there is some trackers Google Analytics, some advertisement, this data is not going to only one company. It's going to the company which aggregate a lot of data together, and they sell this data, aggregated data, to very shady clients. Here's one interesting example. There is a data broker called Xmode, and in 2020, journalists found out that this data brokers buy a data